Fred Film Radio, Sydney Film Festival, Australia.
This is Cristiana Palmieri for Fred Film Radio in conversation with Nashan Moodley, the festival director of the Sydney Film Festival. Good afternoon, Nashan.
Good afternoon, Cristiana.
It's really a pleasure to catch up with you again this year.
It's great to speak to you again.
Well, this particular year is it's a different type of Sydney Film Festival, I guess. It's the 67th edition. And yes, it's quite unique and exceptional because from the 10th to the 21st of June, the festival will go virtual for the very first time. And I have to say that I know that we are living in very unprecedented times, and it could sound a bit weird saying that it's fabulous news for the festival aficionados that the festival is going ahead virtual, because we were very worried about a potential gap year because of this global pandemic. So when we heard the news that the festival would go ahead, was really fabulous news for us. So take us through to the decision to have a virtual edition of the festival. It must have been quite challenging back in March when you were forced to cancel the festival.
Yes, absolutely. And thank you very much for your kind words. And it's been such a wonderful response to this virtual festival. And I think so many people have written to us and said that even though we can't have a festival in cinemas this year, that they're really delighted that we're going ahead and there's going to be a 67th Sydney Film Festival. Of course, it was a really difficult decision to not present a festival in cinemas this year in the way that we are accustomed to. It was, of course, the first time in the 66-year history of the Sydney Film Festival that an edition would not happen in cinemas. So it was a traumatic decision in many ways, and things happened so quickly and so drastically. We were forced into the decision. There was no other possibility. But as soon as we made that decision not to present the Sydney Film Festival at cinemas this year, we were determined at the same time to work on ways in which we could continue to support the industry, continue to bring attention to films that we love, and also to maintain the connection with our audience. We have a very loyal, very enthusiastic audience for the festival, and we wanted to maintain the connection with this audience. Now, at the time, we didn't know exactly how we would do that. We have never done an online festival before, of course, and there had to be quite a lot of research and looking at ways in which first we could technically make it possible in a secure way, and then, of course, move to looking at what films we could present in this festival.
Well, I think that, yeah, must have been a very, very difficult decision, also in terms of logistics, as you said, and how to come up with a plan B in the midst of a global pandemic.
That's right. And, there were many implications. And of course, all arts organizations around the world are experiencing severe economic stress. It was very unclear what would happen. Yes, it was extremely difficult. There's no getting around it. It was extremely difficult. We were more fortunate than many film festivals, for instance, because we were able to take that decision to cancel some months before the festival was due to start.
Yeah.
Whereas, many festivals were affected in a way where within days of their starting point, they were forced to cancel. Some festivals were forced to cancel even in the middle of their festival.
Yeah.
Which is far more devastating in many ways, including financially. So it's, let's say, a blessing in disguise that we were forced to cancel at a time when there's never a convenient time to cancel, but it was a time less convenient than others. Or more convenient than others, I mean.
Yeah, absolutely. And in fact, we are here now to celebrate the fact that the virtual edition will go ahead. Actually, the program was launched yesterday, and the program presents Australian documentaries, short films, along with a screenability program and the very well-received Europe Voices of Women in Films. So I assume, reading the press release, that this is a few components of the original lineup. Am I right?
Yes, that's right. That's right. These are sections that we present at the festival each year. And the reasoning was that we wanted to support the Australian film industry through the awards we present each year, the Documentary Australia Foundation Award for Australian Documentary and the Dendy Awards for Australian Short Films. Screenability is a program that we've been doing in recent years that puts the spotlight on filmmakers with disability. And, of course, the Europe Voices of Women in Film program is something we've done for 5 years now, celebrating European women directors. And we wanted to maintain these sections. And it was not that we'd already finalized the program of the festival. We were about 50% done with the programming of the festival, but hadn't actually finalized the selection for these sections. So there was a period where we were researching what to do in terms of what platform to use for any kind of online festival, at the same time working on the selection, but not knowing whether everything would come to fruition and everything would work out.
Yeah. So it must have been a difficult decision within a difficult decision.
That's right. Yes. yes. It's very complicated. It's very complicated. I think it's, you know, this has not happened before.
Yeah.
And it's not just a matter of festivals figuring out what to do. It's about filmmakers and producers and distributors and sales agents also working out what best to do. And in many cases, I think there are films that have decided not to go online that will wait for theaters to reopen, that will wait for festivals to reopen and be in cinemas. So, yes, I think we're still in a period of flux.
Yeah. And Nashen, are you able to tell us a little bit about the program, the highlights for this virtual edition?
Well, I'd say that it's a relatively small program of 33 films, and usually we screen close to 300 films
at
the film festival. So it's the first opportunity in decades where people can actually watch every single film in Sydney Film Festival over 12 days, because usually it's physically impossible to do so. So rather than pick any highlights, I would urge everyone to watch as much as possible and indeed watch everything.
This is a great idea, Nashen. Very well put. This is something that we couldn't afford in previous years because there were way too many films. But this year,
absolutely,
we can make it.
You can make it, yes. And in terms of the pricing structure, the tickets cost $14 for a single ticket. But to watch the entire festival, there's a big discount. So to have all access to the entire festival program is $199.
And you can access through, I suppose, the website. There is a link. I saw a link to click the link and you can access to the ticketing platform.
Absolutely. If you go to our website and you click on demand, it would take you through to the entire festival program for this year. And it's very, very easy to buy a ticket. You know, if you've ever made an online purchase of anything, I think it's intuitive, and you'll be able to watch whatever you'd like to watch.
And also, there is other two like new things this year. One is you're partnering with SBS On Demand, and the other one is the possibility to watch filmmakers' talks, panels, and Q&A through Reverse Shot. Would you like to tell us a little bit more about these two new initiatives?
Yeah, yes, absolutely. So the partnership with SBS On Demand, I think, is a fantastic one because we share similar tastes and they have a fantastic catalogue. And we're going to work together on SBS On Demand Presents Sydney Film Festival Selects, which is a selection of 40 films from previous Sydney Film Festival editions. And they're 40 really fantastic films. And these will be available for free on SBS On Demand from the 10th of June to the 10th of July. So it's a great opportunity for people to catch up on some of these films that they might not have seen. And also, these are such great films that I think many are worth watching again and again. So it's a chance to see them again if you've already seen them. But we're really very delighted with this collection of 40 films. Reverse Shot is a program of talks from previous Sydney film festivals. And that's available on wherever you get your podcasts. And so far, we've had conversations with directors like Bong Joon-ho, Mira Fox, who made the Julian Punch at the festival last year, and Warwick Thornton, and there are many more to come. So I think that's a great way to look back at some of the fantastic guests who've been at Sydney Film Festival in recent years.
Yes, I have admitted I was quite excited, and I looked at all the program for SBS On Demand and Reverse Shot, and I'm going to rewatch a number of things.
Very good, very good.
And so it looks like, Nashin, that you and your team managed to really, from a very disruptive situation, you managed to come up with a great program with new initiatives, accessibility for a national level. So that's fantastic to hear.
Yeah, I think it was a very difficult situation, and we had many ideas of what to do, but I think we've settled on quite a great suite of things that's available to our audience. A number of films that are very important that are important and worth watching. And we're also working on another project, which is on a global scale. We Are One.
Yeah, that was my other question for you.
Yes. A global film festival, and that's a festival that's made up of 21 film festivals from around the world. Sydney Film Festival, of course, and Cannes, Venice, Tribeca, Berlin, Sundance, Tokyo, San Sebastian, really great film festivals from around the world, who've all come together and contributed programming for a festival that's going to be run from the 29th of May to the 7th of June on YouTube, available for free everywhere in the world. And it's something that's never been attempted before. It's quite an amazing thing. And we're really very happy to be part of that. And in as our programming contribution, we're screening Marble by Rachel Perkins and Mystery Road by Ivan Sen, two fantastic Australian films that we hope will be widely enjoyed by a global audience.
Yeah. And Nashin, are you able to tell us how did project come about, We Are One? Because it's really a massive effort.
We Are One is an initiative of the Tribeca Film Festival.
Yeah.
And one of the film festivals that unfortunately had to be cancelled this year in its physical manifestation. And we were approached by Tribeca, and they said we'd like to do this, and we think there'll be maybe 10 festivals involved, and we joined up, and we're happy to do so, and within a week or so there were 20 film festivals involved. So it's quite incredible.
Fabulous.
That so many festivals committed quite quickly, and the program is, I think, quite wonderful, because you get a sense of each festival's taste, an atmosphere. There are many talks, feature films, documentaries, short films. So it's something quite special, something unique.
Absolutely. I think the industry was so excited when this was announced. An Australia contribution is through two very, very beautiful Indigenous stories. So I think that have the possibility to showcase Indigenous stories, it's a great opportunity for Australian cinema.
Absolutely, I agree.
And Nashin, I have one last question for you. I know that I was reading the press release, and the award ceremony is on the 18th of June. How will the ceremony will happen this year?
Well, we're working on that right now. it's quite complicated, but we're working on how precisely it will work. We expect it to be pre-recordings of various elements that will come together.
Yeah.
And it will not be the award ceremony in the State Theatre as usual. It will be something very different, something in the virtual world. Mm-hmm. But we look forward to it very much. The juries will soon be at work watching all the films, and for us it's important to still present those awards and still present those cash prizes to the filmmakers and bring as much attention to those films as possible. And the awards ceremony is certainly one way of doing so.
Oh, we'll watch this space for sure. So it's all very exciting, Nash, and thank you so much for your time. And the Sydney Film Festival virtual edition runs nationally from the 10th to the 21st of June. And I have been talking to Nash Moodley, the festival director of the Sydney Film Festival, and I'm Christiana Palmieri for Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.